Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Hopsburgs 5-Minute Interviews. As you know, this is our humble attempt at trying to provide really great content for a community of machine learning and feature store professionals out there. Today, I've got a really great guest that I actually happened to stumble upon on the World Wide Web because of one of the talks that he did. I think it was at one of your meetups. And that is Fedor Bystrov. Hi, Fedor. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you, Rick, for having me.
Yeah, fantastic to, that you were able to make the time. Like I said, I reached out to you because of the talk that I found online about your experience with first your homegrown feature store, I think. But let's talk about that a little bit more. But first of all, you know, who are you and what do you do? Could you explain that to our audience here?
Yeah. Well, as you said, my name is Fedor. I work in Skyscanner. I'm in a MLOps team. I'm a software engineer. Yeah, I had like a long journey to become like a long journey into MLOps, to be honest. Okay. I like studied physics. I worked as a software engineer in like in billing, in monetization, in payments, in Revolut, and now I'm like in Skyscanner and doing MLOps. And honestly, I get into the field by chance. I didn't like plan it to do, but like I got it. I had a chance, and I really enjoyed it. And yeah, now I think it's like very very great field of study of work. So I'm like. I'm 100% into it, so
definitely a hot field, right? I mean, everything, every newspaper is full of machine learning these days.
And like for example, this models and stuff like OpenAI develops is just mind blowing. You know, it motivates like me as a people to work in the field more and like put more effort in it. So yeah, it's like amazing time to jump into the field.
That's clearly the case, yeah. So yeah, what do you do in the field of MLOps? I mean, I read that little article I watched that video about you in your journey in the feature store space. But you know, what are some of the things that you do in that in that field? And you know, what are some of the big components that you work with on a day to day basis? Could you go into that a little bit?
Yeah. So in Skyscanner, my team manages the feature store. We wrote it ourselves, like in Skyscanner. We have like homegrown feature store and a machine learning platform. Yeah, we developed it internally, like from the ground up. It's one thing that we manage. Also, we manage deployment of models. Also, basically, all that MLOps stuff that like is even there. So we manage deployment, monitoring of the models, and everything. It's also like very interesting topic, right? How to know when your model underperforms, how to deploy model, how to deliver it to market faster, and this kind of functionality is what our team manages in Skyscanner.
If I remember correctly from your video, the project that you've developed yourself is called Kaleidoscope, right? And it's based, I mean, around DynamoDB, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So we are using AWS, and like we have like pretty standard feature store architecture, like offline store and online store. Offline is just like S3 bucket and some like SDKs on top of it, and online store is DynamoDB basically and microservice on top of it. Mm-hmm. And we have like a ETL jobs pipeline that move data from offline to online and from online to offline as well. So yeah, it's like cycles, like, but like architecturally wise, it's like pretty standard stuff.
Yep, I saw that. And then at the end of your presentation, you mentioned that you are considering, you know, whether you can more integrate with the Databricks ecosystem, but that's still under investigation.
Yes. So like, if you take a look at like recent developments, like into the field, into the market, for example, if you take a look at SageMaker, the way they deploy models, the way they integrate models with feature store is a bit different from us. So what we do is basically each model is deployed into its own like EC2 instance in Kubernetes, whereas AWS SageMaker deploys model like in Lambda functions, right? If you like take the most basic like example of it, and you deploy it like serverless, and you also like if you want to integrate with feature store, you like also deploy it like a serverless kind of way. You basically like write a script, deploy it. And what we do is actually is a bit different. We have like model in EC2 instance in Kubernetes, and we have to deploy it and manage all EC2 instances ourselves. And integration with feature store is a bit different as well. In like AWS way, it's like model kind of calls like feature store and enriches the data that needed. In our case, we have like a microservice that sits between like a caller and the model, and this microservice enriches it. And yeah, as you said, like we are like in my presentation, I mentioned that we are using Databricks, and Databricks provides some stuff like kind of similar to what SageMaker provides. And it's always interesting to explore other ways of doing things. Maybe it will be like easier for us because we will not like, for example, if we will use like a serverless Lambda functions, right, to deploy models. It means we don't need to manage like EC2 instances, mm-hmm. like Kubernetes and everything. It like simplifies our infrastructure a lot, and maybe we can put more effort into other areas, for example, like alerting, monitoring of the models, right? So yeah, it's always important to like research the field around you, so you're like efficient.
So maybe I ask this question to everyone that comes on to this these 5 minute interviews. You know, why do you think this is such an interesting field? You said you happened to stumble into it by accident, but you know, why do you think it's so interesting?
Well, yeah. Also for me, it's interesting because it's like rapidly developing field. It's new, and you know, like in software engineering, it's been like for like 40 years, and you can like do something, and there will be like good practices, industry standards in like Kubernetes, for example, right? And MLOps in machine learning, there is not a lot of such things. It's only develops right now, and like everyone can participate in the development and provide like a great input into it, right? And for me, it's like a way of like doing something meaningful for others. You know, I want to like be part of community. I want to contribute it, and yeah, for me, it's like. It's a field of endless opportunities, you know.
It's true, isn't it? There's so much stuff evolving so quickly. I mean, you know, like 2 years ago, no one even knew what large language models were all about, and now it's on every, you know, common newspaper, so to speak. You know, it's quite interesting. Cool. Hey, Fedor, we try to keep these things quite short. So I'm going to ask you my final question, which is, you know, where do you think people should go? You know, what was like a resource that you thought was super interesting that helped you a lot that you thought, you know, people should really take a look at in order to get into this field and, you know, move forward? You know, is there anything that comes to mind there?
Yeah, I think the great thing you can do, you can join like your local MLOps meetups. We organize meetups in Scotland in Edinburgh. There will be like meetup soon, like 25th of January. You can join meetups in London as well. And I bet like in other cities in Europe, you can find the meetups similar. So it's always good to join it. Maybe not as listen, but also share your experience if you're already working in the field. So it's like, for me, it's like very interesting to join it and talk to other like engineers working like on similar problems, but like from a different perspective. And like in terms of recommending, like I can recommend like one book. It's not really about MLOps, but it's like very close to it. It's called DevOps Handbook, okay. And it's really high level, but it lays like, you know, like a foundation and like a baseline for like MLOps, because a lot of things that are like in DevOps you can reuse in MLOps, and in DevOps field were like existed for longer, and it has actually good practices, and like there are like a lot of people with experience who work like in a big company, so. Yeah, it is a good read.
So you can basically transfer some of the stuff that people have been doing in DevOps to MLOps,
and
advance the field that way. That's great. That's fantastic. If you have a link, you know, we'll obviously put that in the show notes that goes with this publication as well. So that's fantastic. Hey, Fedor, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm going to wrap up here. It's been great talking to you. I really appreciate it. Good luck with your future projects at Skyscanner. And maybe I'll bump into you at one of the meetups. That would be great.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.